true, authentic self. And you cannot stop me!
Sounds like fucking lemon grab.
Inconceivable!
No, that's...
Unacceptable! Unacceptable!
I'm thinking of the Princess Bride.
Oh. Okay,
inconceivable!
Well, everyone, welcome back to The Mind's Eye. This is episode 111. That's right, 111. And we're back here.
Make a wish. Wow.
Wow. Make a wish, everybody. Make a wish with the new Mind's Eye mug. That's right. This episode is sponsored by ourselves for the first time. And probably the only time.
Wow. If that wasn't a perfect fucking ad placement, I don't know what is.
Some real stuff, guys. Go to the mindseye.tv to pick up your mug today. Remember, members get discounts on products like these. It's just a mug.
It's a really cool mug.
It's a really cool mug. It's called the Interstellar Mug. When you drink out of this cup, you'll be transported to the infinity.
Yes, you become a god when you drink out of this mug.
You will. You will become a god.
That's a fact.
That is a fact.
Don't quote me on
that. There are studies on this. All right?
Yeah.
Just accept what we're saying.
Come on. Think about it. Just...
All right?
Obviously.
And while you're at it, grab yourself a 777 hat that is also on our website. And with that being said, welcome back, everyone. Hope you guys have been having a great day. Me and Sean just been here doing, you know, podcast things.
Existing, breathing.
Existing, breathing, breathing, traveling to the center of the universe with our mugs.
That's right. That's right. It's the easiest way to travel to the center of the universe. Drink out of your new Mind's Eye cup. And if you didn't wish for that, then what are you wishing for, honestly?
Yeah, man. If you're not having a Mind's Eye cup right next to you, have your coffee or whatever you put in mugs, I don't know what you're doing.
It just tastes better, all right? And we want you guys to taste the best.
Look at that. There's a galaxy in there. You see that?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Actually, yeah. You know what this sounds like?
What?
It sounds kind of like a cult.
Oh, shit.
What a coincidence.
What a coincidence, because that's what we're talking about today.
That's kind of crazy. That was actually completely unplanned. But yeah. But the way we were selling that is kind of how, like, cult leaders would sell their products or their ideologies or their beliefs.
And yes.
I know you have some information on that today.
Oh, man, I have a lot of information on that. So...
Well, yeah, I don't want to just throw you straight into it.
No, that's okay. We're going to warm ourselves up real quick.
All right.
So, I was scrolling on Netflix, and for some reason, Netflix just thought I wanted to watch cult stuff based on stuff that I watched before. I mean, most of the shit I just watched before is just like time travel movies and things like that. So, I don't know you get to that. But, you know, whatever. To each their own. Netflix thought it was a good idea, and like, was indeed. So
they're looking at your Google searches, I hope you know.
Oh, they are?
They're looking at it more than you think, not just what you watch on Netflix, bro. They're looking at your Google searches, your Facebook history, everything.
Shit.
I know you've been searching up a lot about cult leaders and stuff. So
yeah.
They'll give you like your little own section of whatever you're interested in. So
shit, man. If it's like that, that's pretty scary.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
I watch like stock stuff too, so sometimes I'll get recommended like strictly just like financial like documentaries and stuff. But anyways, yeah, you were scrolling through Netflix and then you got some cult video or whatever.
Yes. So I came across two cult documentaries and one of them is called Escaping Twin Flames. Right? So in 2020, we all know what happened. The pandemic hit, blah blah blah, shit went down. Everyone was locked up and inside. So, online cults started taking up place. This is a new concept to me because I usually, when I hear of a cult, I think of like people like there in a circle, like living together, and they're actually with their leader. But now cults have taken, you know, the place online. So there's now online cults that you can find yourself in.
Well, first of all, what would you even classify as a cult?
So a cult is based off spiritual teachings that places the leader as the messiah or the person who's the only one who can deal or speak to the higher being. It's he or she is the proxy for the spiritual teachings, so that you have all the answers to all the spiritual questions.
So it's some sort of like teaching, dogma, or religion, but centered around some sort of like oracle or authoritarian figure.
Exactly.
That connection to that force.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Okay, that's a good description of cults.
So, the escaping twin flames, they have, I actually sent Sean the website. Can you pull that up and put it on there?
Yes.
Yes, and screen record it too.
Yes, I shall.
So what's interesting about this cult, right, is this cult have managed to capture fully grown adults. What's interesting about that is that usually cults groom you when you're a child, so that way their ideologies stick more or they have a better footing. This cult right here, which they're still operating, by the way, they have their website. It's called Twin Flames Universe with Jeff and Sheila, right? So first of all, let's get into the concept of twin flames. What is that? What is it? Is it cool? Is it not? I don't know. Drink out of your interstellar mug to find out.
Mm. You know, I need one of my own.
Yeah, you should get one.
Yeah. We'll do that after this show.
Okay, so basically the concept of twin flames date back to like ancient like cultures, like for Greece, for example. It was believed that humans used to have four legs, four arms, and two heads. And Zeus saw that they were more powerful than they should be, so he split the bodies, and the two pairs are doomed to try to find each other throughout lifetimes and existence. So that's where people get the saying, oh, I feel like my other half is out there somewhere, or whatever, stuff of that nature. This guy right here, you're looking at the coaches right now, right?
Yeah, I'm just scrolling through the entire page.
Yeah, bro, it gets deep. All right, so
what is this website?
That's what we're gonna get into.
Okay,
so twin flame concept has been embedded in spiritual ideology, or you know, even like religious ideology since the beginning of time. Like, mm-hmm. there's your other half out there, and you gotta go find it or whatever. Your ultimate lover, quote unquote, which is not necessarily true, but that's what's marketed to you, right? So these people have captured the vulnerability of people who are trying to find love and tell them that they're the only ones who can help them find it, right? So
she's kind of cute. Oh my
God. Right? I was looking at that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You're seeing that shit. She so, got me. This That's is, my twin flame. they helped me. All right. So, okay, what's going on?
So here? What happened was is that when these people join this website, first of all, they get marketed this stuff when they search up things related to it. So they'd be like, oh, I had like a profound spiritual experience with someone. You know, this, this, and that. And then for some reason, they just get thrown, you know, this line of content, right? So Jeff and Sheila, which is the owners of Twin Flame Universe, they have made a multi-level marketing scheme based on them selling you the idea of your perfect match, right? Now this is where it gets a little interesting, because sorry dude, I'm just like watching what you're doing right now.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm checking on Christina. Apparently Christina has been taken, and then they found her twin flame. I was trying to do this behind the cameras. Checking who she's gotten.
Yeah, find
fuck
her
this
email.
Guy. Fuck you, Danny. You're not her fucking twin flame, bro.
So Jeff and Sheila have created the persona that they have special spiritual powers that only they can tell you who your twin flame is.
Okay, interesting.
Right? Now that's where your power structure is, right? You have the people who are vulnerable because they want to find their supposed true love, the only true love for you. And then you have people telling you, hey, we can help you find it.
Hmm.
Right? All for the price of $55, right? This is where it starts to get in. And I'm going to explain why this is a cult. Right? Actually, Sean, can you go to the original website and look at the pricing? I'm gonna tell you which one to go to. So to go to the original website, yeah, and I go all the way to the top. Products, right there. Yep. First thing on the page, the promise of dreams is that they come true, right? Now they have audiobooks, things like that, and keep scrolling. Look how expensive this fucking gets. Oh. Mind you, they price things a certain way to pull on your heartstrings. So as you keep going, they price Romance and Attraction for $333. Sermons and Life Purpose Class for $555.
What the fuck?
Dreams Come True e-course for $777, right? Go down. It gets more expensive.
What?
$888 for Twin Flame Ascension School.
Holy shit.
$3,000. $333 for Twin Flame Ascension School. So let's start to break this down, right? So the concept, this is how this business or this people get you. You meet someone, you go through a breakup or whatever, and they think they have this profound spiritual experience, and you go through this rabbit hole of the twin flame universe, which tells you you're supposed to reunite with your twin and you have to ascend with them in whatever way possible. So they sell you courses on how to reunite with your twin flame. And if you take your head out your ass for a second, it makes no fucking sense. Right? So they sell you on that. And what's funny about this is that when you actually join the class, they have live classes like almost every day. So Jeff or Sheila would sit in front of the camera and they'll just tell you a classes or sit down and, you know, teach you about the twin flame spiritual bullshit for like 8 hours a day type shit, right? And when what's funny is that they started marrying or like telling people in the group, hey, your twin flame is in this group and it's only in this group, it's nowhere else. So Jeff will come back, would be like, oh, like I just got like a discernment, or I just, you know, I got this thing from the Lord, the universe. He told me that you are this person's twin flame. And it's funny how they're all in the same group because they're paying for it, right? So these people are paying Jeff and Sheila because they want to find their true love. Jeff and Sheila are selling the idea that they are the only ones who can do it, right? Now, how is this a cult, right? What cults do to keep hold on their members is that they control every aspect of their lives. They have to attend the classes or else they'll get kicked out of the Twin Flame universe. They have to keep paying for the classes to attend the Twin Flame universe, right? You have to recruit people to the Twin Flame universe to even stay in there. And this is where you become a coach. So Jeff and Sheila were like, you know, if you are a couple and you get into the, and you like sign up for this, Jeff and Sheila would target you and basically market your relationship to the people who are single in there and tell them, hey, the guys, listen, these are the twin flames. They're ascended. They're together forever. This, this, and that. And then that's when they become coaches. In order to stay as a coach, you have to keep paying. The more people you bring on, the less you pay. But you have to keep doing it. So it's like a big fucking Ponzi scheme, right? Now, second thing, they control your love aspect, who you're marrying or who you want to be with. It gets so deep. Actually, Jeff and Sheila have been accused of making people transition their gender to fit their agenda because there were more women in this group than there were men.
So they were getting women to become men?
They were getting women to turn into men.
Wow.
To fit the twin flame agenda. I'm talking about like going under the knife, like actually that fully transitioning. Crazy. And it's fucking bad. So basically, actually, can you play that video? Play that fucking video. Let's see what they have to say. Illuminating the path home to eternal love.
I think it's just like a.
It's just
a
that. GIF. Is there any videos on their website? Keep going.
It's just like the sun.
Yeah, that's fucking horrible. So wait, play that. Oh, it's just GIFs.
That's pretty cool. Damn. Press collab. Maybe we can collab with them.
Fuck no.
Get some insight on what they're about.
Oh, we can like infiltrate them.
We're not.
I'm with that. I can infiltrate them and make them drink out of the interstellar mug.
So, how do they even convince people that they're twin flames? Like, what's the differentiate? Like, just getting somebody together and just saying they're twin flames from them actually being twin flames.
Yes. Yeah, so actually, Jeff and Sheila has portrayed themselves as the perfect couple. There's no problems in their relationship. They love eternally, and they're supposed to be together forever, right? And they portrayed themselves as like spiritual gurus, that they're the only ones who know the answer. So that's how they get you. They take your power away from you, put it onto them. Now you are looking for validation from these cult leaders in order to, like, you know, feel good about yourself. So they control your finances. They control your way of life. They control your ideologies. They control every single aspect of you, because that's the way it's supposed to be ran, or else things will change. Right? So these people have capitalized, and there's people who are actively leaving, but it's still ongoing. So these people are still making money. They actually turned this into a church. The Twin Flame Universe is now a church.
No way.
It's a non-profit organization for profit.
They have like a physical church now?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So they have a physical church. They do meetings around the world. They have like meetings. They had one here in New York City. They had like, you know, like 50 people pull up. And it's so cringe watching those videos. Holy fuck, man.
Why would you spend like thousands of dollars for somebody else to find your twin flame?
Exactly. It makes no sense, right?
Yeah. I mean, what like spiritual powers do Jeff and Sheila have?
They don't. They don't have shit. They're regular people.
Yeah.
They're regular fucking people. And what baffles my mind about this specific case of a cult, I'm going to get into another case too that's even crazier. What baffles my mind is that these are fucking grown adults who couldn't see that they were getting played like heavily. You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand like the vulnerabilities of people, like, you know, like being vulnerable in that time of life or whatever. But goddamn, to be caught up in a cult, on online cult of that, you know what I'm saying?
That's a really, like, if you ask me, that's a pretty major like crime. I know a lot of people won't look at it that way. Like, they're like just like matchmakers, glorified matchmakers that are probably just overhyping their business. Mm-hmm. But if you think about it, like, that soul connection for somebody is like goes beyond like anything physical. Like, there are people out there who are like craving for this connection. And then not that just like you're not just like offering them a service or a product.
Like, you're guaranteeing it.
You're guaranteeing it. You're saying you're having this divinity, this connection to God, and there's a spiritual God that's talking to you, and then you have to pay this installment fee and everything, and all that's too much. And then it's like you have to keep paying to stay inside of it. That's kind of a crime if you ask me. But at the same time, like, what they're really selling to people, and this is why it makes it a cult in my opinion, is because they're not just selling a product. The product somebody can just, you know, choose to buy it or not, but they're selling like a dream, a fantasy, and it's nothing. It's just fucking loose. It's just fucking
it's just
potentiality and nothingness. And who's to say that the person they connect you with is like just some fucking random person?
The only person
wants to believe it just as much as you.
Dude, yeah, that's exactly how they do it. When they started their whole thing, people would come to them and be like, "Oh, I met this person. Is this my twin flame?" And then Jeff and Sheila will be like, "Yep, that's your twin flame."
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then it changed to, "Oh, you have a new twin flame."
Why would they have a new?
So it makes no sense.
What?
It makes no sense. Oh, you have a new one now. Well, according to the spiritual beliefs, you only have one, right? So that's according to the spiritual beliefs, you only have one. So the fact that these people who are into this ideology couldn't even recognize, wait, this makes no sense. It was like, okay, that was another nail in the coffin for me. I was like, God damn.
I thought you had multiple twin flames.
Well, there's a difference of soulmates and then twin flames. So soulmates are like, it could be either a lover or a friend. It could be your actual, like, anyone. The concept of a twin flame is a soul that is split into two different bodies at the same time, like reincarnating twice in two different bodies.
Well, yeah, but what's to say you can't have, like, quintuplets, you know?
Who knows? We don't know either.
Yeah, maybe there are, like,
couples. I'm just saying based off what they, like, the actual, like, beliefs they, you know, that they stated. That's where it comes from.
Yeah, you know, this stuff turns into, you know, it starts out very innocent and then it turns into something crazy. Like, once you get into, like, the church realm and shit, which is a very interesting concept that even the CIA has done a lot of documentation into, is the beginnings of things like this. Like, this... For now, this looks very innocent. It's just a webpage or whatever. But then you step into the realm of them having an actual, like, physical church. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, and that's where things start getting crazy. When people start paying, essentially for your mortgage, for your church, then it becomes a for-profit business. Anytime you're holding a property like that, no matter what it is, unless you're, like, completely donating those profits, you're generating some sort of revenue on that profit over time if you renovate it. And they're using these people's monies to invest into these properties.
Exactly. Where now, you know what's even funnier is that the coaches don't get paid.
What? They don't get paid?
No.
So they just pay?
Yeah, they just pay to stay in there.
So they're just worshipers, they're followers.
Yes. The coaches who are charging all this money are not making any money.
Wow.
The money is going back to Jeff and Sheila, all of it. And the only thing they get is to stay inside the universe.
Wow. So they're literally, it's, you know, it's giving me big mega church vibes.
Yes.
And that's what I was thinking about.
What I was thinking, that, yeah. Yo, this is exactly how it plays out. Now, they actually, there was a story of these twin sisters. Like actual twin sisters, her sister got caught up in this twin flame universe, right? And what I noticed what Jeff and Sheila did to, like, basically her sister abandoned her family and went on to live with her twin flame that she didn't even know, like her supposed twin flame, quote unquote, right? So Jeff and Sheila, hey, this is your twin flame, you got to move in with them.
The fuck?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. And she was like, oh my God, okay.
All right.
And then she went and did it. And she went and moved in with some random fucking guy that she didn't know at all. That was also in the group. Surprise, surprise. Right? And she wrote a letter to her mom and sister saying, don't ever talk to me again. You guys are dragging me down. This and that. So Jeff and Sheila actually used tactics, like psychological tactics of blaming yourself. They had something called the mirroring exercise, which was like so fucked up, man. So they would be like, this person doesn't love me, I don't love myself, and then it keeps going back to, I don't love myself, or, you know, this is, you know, blaming yourself for the situation you're in 100% of the time. Well, it's true that sometimes, you know, it is your fault. A lot of the times it's not, right? But so they started using those exercises, and eventually people started leaving their families to be engulfed in this universe.
Wow.
Like, it was to the point where, like, they were trying to find their sister, her sister, and she couldn't find them. Well, she did find her, but she didn't want to, like, interact with them and stuff, because Jeff and Sheila had told her that that her family's holding her back from her twin flame ascension.
That her family's holding her back from the twin flame?
Yeah.
Why?
Now you ask, why would he say that?
Well, yeah.
Because he needs to cut off the parts that will speak sanity into people.
He's trying to isolate them.
Exactly.
It's like when you try to isolate a girl from her group of friends when you want to, you know, take her back home.
No, girl, you're better than him. Come on, don't do that.
Yep.
You're better than him.
Shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. come over here. Come over here. We have your twin. I'm your twin flame.
Nah, that's wild.
I'm making it exaggerate, but it's true. Yeah. But it's like, it's
so he started separating people from their families and their homes. He started moving these random people in together with each other. And there was people saying, are you really sure this is my twin flame? Like, I don't really like this person. And Jeff and Sheila would be like, yes. Yes, it is. Pay us. Give us more fucking money. That's pretty much how it went down.
The commission is like, matching whoever they want. Damn, it's like the fucking stock market, bro.
You know what I found fucking funny about this, too?
What?
Is that when they first started, like, Jeff and Sheila, they looked like some regular people. Like, they were like, they didn't have that much money. And then as the videos go on, you see them getting dripped out in, like, designer clothes.
Mm.
And shit, like Jeff likes watches and shit like that. Mm. You see them slowly like becoming richer, and then they're like, yo, this is the life I built, is the life, you know, this is snap, like you guys can have this too. But he doesn't tell you that. He doesn't like sell you how to do it. He just sells you on how to get more people to pay him.
Like that guy, that church fucking pastor that bought like a private jet or some shit.
Yes,
this guy was, he was dripping, like, bro.
God told me I needed another private jet. No, the fuck you don't. Take the train,
bro. And the guy, this is another one who came in like fucking like Jordans or something, some like Louis Vuitton robe. It was like a Gucci robe. I'm like, are you kidding me, bro?
That
shit is crazy, bro.
Crazy shit.
But I feel like it elucidates like a much bigger like impact, and it's not just like in cults like these, but religions entirely. I think the scary thing about this is, like I mentioned before, like it seems like it's like an innocent thing at first, but these things can easily steer away from the initial narrative, whether it's by the original people like Jeff and Sheila, who kind of like took that into their own profits, or a lot of times this actually happens. Churches like that get hijacked as well.
Yes.
And it's pretty scary because a lot of people put trust inside of a church for being, you know, like if you have a Christian church or Christian values or whatever. But apparently, and this has even been researched, the CIA has found that like that Satanist groups will infiltrate churches sometimes and under the guise of a Christian church, but taking that youth and that protection and co-conspiring with other predators, I guess.
Yes.
Child abductors and stuff. And that's why you hear a lot of stories about of priests and churches molesting children, bro.
Now that you mention that, here's the second cult. Okay. So there's this second cult. They call them the FLDS Church. Right? There's a documentary on Netflix called Keep Sweet, Pray, and Obey. Because that's exactly what they will tell their people.
Keep sweet, pray, and obey.
Yes. So, his name is Warren Jeff. I think that's his name. Is that that's what it says there?
Let's see. What is it? The name of the person?
Yeah, the name of the so-called Messiah, the prophet.
Let's see.
Which is just a regular guy who's a sick fuck.
Sorry, give me 1 second. Is this the movie?
Yeah, that's the movie. That's the fucking guy. Look at him. Look at that motherfucker.
What was his name?
His name is Warren Jeff or something like that. Warren something.
I don't see a Warren.
Just look up just look up Keep Sweet, Pray, and Obey prophet's name.
Warren S. Jeffs.
There we go.
All right,
there we go.
And that's the current. Sorry. All right, yeah. The Wikipedia, or do you want to like?
I'll talk about it. So Warren Jess or Jeff, right? Is it Jess?
Warren S. Jeff.
Jeff. There we go.
Jeffs. Sorry.
Jeffs. All right. So Warren Jeffs, he's a so-called prophet, right? So he's Thank you for pulling that up. They ran a church called the FLDS Church, right? And the church was a polyamorous church. They believe in polygamy, which is interesting because usually churches don't like that. Most of the churches actually don't like that. They don't like polyamory. They think you should only be married to one person. So And polyamory was actually illegal in most of the states because of, you know, tax purposes and all that shit. So these people actually isolated themselves from the church, from other churches, and they had their own community, like actual community, right? The prophet had 78 wives. 78 wives.
Damn.
Most people, most men can't even handle one. He has 78 wives. That's a lot of fucking work right there. I'll tell you that. Anyways. Warren Jeffs started, his father was the main prophet. They believed the prophet wouldn't die, and lo and behold, he fucking did, because he's a human. The church was shocked by that, and his son, Warren Jeffs, became the prophet. Now, this church, what they did is that they isolated these people into a community. They were groomed since they were kids, like children, into this ideology, right? They believed in polygamy, and the businesses were owned by the church. Like, if you were a member of the church would have to own your business.
Mm.
So they didn't have, they had money coming in, but the church was taking it. They had possibly billions of dollars of, you know, cash flow to do whatever they wanted. Right now, what gets, you know, at first, like Sean said, these things sound very nice or whatever, you know, oh, it's just an isolated church. Let them do what they want to do. They want to marry and fuck a bunch of people. Go ahead. Right. This is where it gets interesting, because Warren Jeffs was obsessed with power. So he started noticing that some people were like leaning away from the ideologies of the church. So he wanted to get people while they were younger. So Mr. Warren Jeffs started marrying girls, to put it straight, basically, like as low as 15 years old and younger. So he started marrying them to older men within the church and to himself, right? When he got wind of it, when the FBI got wind of this motherfucker doing that, you know what he did?
What?
He went into Texas, bought like hundreds of acres of land, and moved the entire people over there and built a fortress.
Holy shit. Damn.
Yeah.
That's they a lot of
built
money.
A fortress and shit.
So he just like made his own civilization there.
He made his own civilization. He was, you know, having kids with the kids, basically. He was doing weird shit. It was disgusting. There was girls that were like, yo, like, I don't know about this. And he was like, I'm the prophet. All right, you better fucking do what I tell you. Like, God told you. You're disobeying. If you disobey me, you're disobeying God.
Yeah, I was reading in a part of the quote, part of like the some of the songs that they would get the woman to sing pretty much said like to control your emotions, never display anger to your husbands, like mm-hmm. a completely submissive role.
Yes.
Reminds me of a very like extremist, you know, kind of like Taliban kind of like rule, you know.
Yes. And he was controlling the marriages. Like he would wake up and be like, oh, you two got to marry each other.
That's fucking wild. Imagine waking up and just like.
Yes.
You marry now.
Marry now.
Now.
That's husband fucking wife. Wild, bro.
What the fuck?
So he was controlling the marriages. He was controlling their finances. He was controlling their ideology and their spirituality. That is the essentials of how to become a cult leader 101. All right. So that's basically what he was doing. Now, people started getting like, you know, concerned on the outside world. Because these people never been to the outside world. They only lived within the community.
Hmm.
So these people were dressed like they were in the fucking 50s, even though it was only the 2000s. they were all. Hey, Warren will come in and be like, yo, you can't wear red anymore. The Lord said so.
And then
they'd be like, okay, we can't wear red no more.
If they didn't, too, it says he would punish them by reassigning their wives and their children.
Yes. discipline
them.
Yes. If you are opposing Warren Jeffs, he would just take your family away and reassign them to someone else.
What the fuck?
You know how much power you have to have for people to accept that?
From another man.
From another man.
Yeah, I could just fucking kill you.
Look what this motherfucker looks like, by the way. All right. That's him.
This is Warren Jeffs.
That's him, Warren Jeffs. This fucking guy that looks like that.
Just took your bitch.
Just took your fucking wife and put them to somewhere else. This, oh my God, bro. This is so uncanny to like look at. Because it's like, bro. This I understand more because these people were groomed as they were children to believe this shit. The other shit, we're fully fledged adults. You know what I'm saying? And online. They'd even meet the fucking guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, that baffles me. But this fucking guy, he was controlling families. He was kicking other men out the church that he saw as, like, a threat to him. Like, he'll, like, raise them up and be like, yo, you, get out of here. And he'll kick them out. And it'll be devastating because their entire lives are wrapped up in this church.
Yeah.
And they get exiled. Yeah. And they have nothing. All the names, all the businesses are under the church. And shit like that. Some crazy shit. Right? But eventually he got caught. As he should. He got caught on a few charges of, you know, marrying young girls. And that's a crime. And you know what's funny is that he's still giving revelations while in jail.
Oh, wow. Really? To this day?
Yeah. And I don't know if is he alive? He should be alive still.
Doesn't say he died.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably most likely alive. And the church is still going on today, by the way.
FBI 10 most wanted fugitives. So he was arrested though, right?
Yeah. He was arrested and jailed. And while he was in jail, he would have his wives visit him and he would pick up the phone and be like, write this down. The Lord has told me this, and that.
Oh, shit.
And he will still be running the church from the fucking cell.
Wow. With people like that, it's like, can't really take away that power from them.
You can't.
As long as they live and they can speak, then
they're in control.
Yeah.
People he is follow. Literally... Bro, remember what I told you, bro? Yeah. When we were kids, right? Yeah. We used to believe that a man named Santa Claus lived in the North Pole, the coldest part of the fucking world, and he had little elves, which were tiny people making toys for kids around the world, and he would deliver them all in one night.
Mm-hmm.
That's something our parents told us. And we were like, holy shit, can't wait for Santa Claus to watch me when I'm sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
And know when I'm awake. Oh shit, I can't wait for that. Can't wait for him to come to my house and eat my fucking cookies and shit. Oh, he's gonna come down. Wait, mom, we don't have a chimney. We're in New York City. Where the fuck is Santa gonna go? Oh, he just comes through the terrace. You know, whatever. We believe that shit. It's so easy to get kids to believe anything. So the fact that he groomed this ideology when they were fucking born, like, and then was not exposed to anything else. That's some fucking insane power right there.
Was he like breeding them in there? He was like, yes, making them have children with each other, and then he would raise the children into.
Yes, he was having.
He was like farming people.
Yes, he was basically farming people.
Yeah. Holy fuck!
That's how extreme it got. That he was basically marrying new wives, new people to make more children, and then he would isolate the families from the children and then, you know, put his ideology into them.
Think about that.
And here's the thing, bro, is that Warren Jeffs indoctrinated the adults when they were kids, so he don't even have to be the ones telling them the ideology anymore. Their parents are gonna do it.
Yeah. That's insane. Damn. Think about how fucking dangerous that is. Yeah. For one man to do that in one lifetime and that work permeate throughout the existence of multiple generations. In just a couple generations with just a couple dozen or 100 people, you could extrapolate that to thousands and thousands and thousands of people within just a matter of a couple of generations.
Yeah.
All with the same ideology, and then that exponentially grows as they acquire more people outside, within, producing more. That could take over an entire civilization.
Oh, yeah.
Quicker than people possibly could understand. Mm-hmm. With one little seed like that. I guess that's what he was. He was like a little seed. And he grew kind of like this root or this, what is it called? Those fucking weeds. He was like a weed. And people had to take care of him. Because I'm just thinking about how that would exist in like 5 to 6 generations from now. Probably like tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of people. Millions of people. And with enough power like that, you could take over an entire fucking civilization.
Oh, man. It's insane, bro. How much? And it's always spiritual leaders. It's always spiritual leaders. So let's ask the question, why does that happen, right? We humans acknowledge that we don't have the answers to everything, except that some do, and that's how they become cult leaders, right? We acknowledge that we don't have the answers to everything. And when you're searching for this, you know, everyone, every person feels that, you know, they're alive and they have this spirit, like the spiritual, and they don't know what it is. For some people, it's Buddha. For some people, it's Jesus. For other people, it's just the universe or this and that. Point is, we are trying to find the answers to those things. And these people come in and be like, oh, I figured it out, but only I can tell you what it is. And some people are, okay, I'm going to hear you out. You know, let me talk to you or whatever. And then that's how they fucking get you, is that they make you believe that only this person can be the closest thing to God. People believe in the Catholic Church that the Pope is the closest person to God. And he can only hear him talk. And it's so weird because logically you're like, bro, that's just a regular fucking guy. He's like 80 years old. He's probably going to die soon. And he's the only one who can talk to God? Him? The one that runs the Vatican? Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I thought we were all children of God.
I thought we were all children of God. I thought we can all talk to God according to their belief system. But apparently we can't. That's why we need pastors. That's why we need popes and religious figures and bishops and whatever the fuck. Right? That's how they get you. They take the power away from you. And they bestow it upon them. And since they have unquestionable power, if you question them, they'll just exile you. And I don't know why people are so scared of that exile. Oh, well, you just can't come back to the church? Okay. Like, that's not really a big repercussion.
Well, it's everybody and everything that some of them know. Some of them have, like, their family and their friends.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
They're just completely kicked out. It's like, and the thing is that their family and their friends are going to stay. Because mm-hmm. they don't want to leave as well. But you're the only one that's exiled. Of course, that's terrifying.
Oh, it definitely
They've made that their entire ideology. So why would they want to take that away from them? I understand. I get it. Why?
Yeah, I get the fear, but it's like, since we're on the outside looking in, it's easier for us to be like, yo, the risk to reward is like way out of proportion. You know what I'm saying? Like the worst they can do to you is just be like, don't come back. But the worst they can, well, actually, the worst they can do to you is keep you in there. That's the worst they could do to you, actually. The best thing you could do is leave, actually. But people don't see that because they're so caught up in the ideology, right? So,
well, you know what the thing is that I'm realizing is, this is a weird thing to say, but so I'm asking myself, why are people so enticed by this? Like, there has to be a reason why. And I think is that there has to be some sort of truth to this. They have to be using some sort of like leverage to get people to believe what it is that they're preaching.
That's the only way it would work, yeah.
There's something that they're using that's actually real, but they're just steering it in their own direction as well, and they're using it for their own personal gain.
That's how it works, man. They like the church and the FLDS church and the Twin Flame University are taking spiritual concepts that are believed to be true based on like multiple cultures across the entire humanity's history, and they're twisting it. So it's like a good lie is only a good lie because there's truth in it. You can't discern what's fake and what's not anymore. It's like eating a fucking pill and 70% of it is sugar and that 10% is fucking Molly. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Or 30%, whatever the fuck, math, whatever. Yeah. Anyways. that's what it is, brother, is this there's the truth to it.
Yeah.
It's a placebo. That's how they get you, man. These churches and things like that, like they tell some type of truth. Obviously, it wouldn't work. So, I mean, sometimes they don't even tell you the truth. Sometimes they really just like fuck you over. Like, yo, oh, listen, I'm God reincarnated. Oh, I forgot to tell you, the dude, Jeff and Sheila from Twin Flames Universe, actually started telling the people in the class that he was Jesus.
Well, and you know, that's, first of all, that's insane. But I have a feeling that other people were telling other people that he was Jesus as well.
It could be that way, yeah.
And that's how they get you too. Yeah. That's fucking crazy though that he was even mentioning that he's Jesus.
Yep. He was like, look at Jesus and look at me. I have the long hair, I have the beard, I am Jesus incarnated. And I can just, bro, I sat there watching that documentary. I was eating some ramen. And I was like, I would pay to see what he does when he turns off that camera. Because I could just imagine he's sitting there spewing shit. I don't even know how people like that can go to sleep at night. Either they believe the shit that they are speaking or they're just really smart and know what they're doing. There's no other way. Right? I imagine this guy, after spewing this shit for hours online to people he's never met before, turning off the camera and be like, holy fuck, these people are stupid. They really believe this shit? Holy fuck, you know how much fucking money we're making right now? We gotta keep this going. That's some scary shit, man.
Yeah, and you know, all this talk is making me like have a deeper connection to like what cults really mean. And I don't think people realize, but there are also things more than just religious cults. I think that's what you typically think of as like a religious cult. But cults are just this strong group with this central authority who entices other people to join and keeps them in there under the guise that everything they're doing is right and commanded by this one authority. And cults can be good, cults can be bad. You know, you have Star Wars cults, you have, you know, whatever different types of cults. But then you have these cults that handle the lives of people. This is a great example of one. But another example of that are like big financial institutions as well. Financial institutions I consider a huge cult, not because money precipitates everywhere in life. Once you have money, you have control over everything. You can control somebody's entire body with fucking money. And so that reminded me of this case I recently watched. There's this documentary that came out.
What? I'm sorry, that was the wackest intro I've seen for Hell's Kitchen. I gotta turn that shit off. I don't know what this the fuck that was, man.
Hey, remember, that shit was made in like 2000 and fucking something, bro.
Yeah.
I don't even know. But recently I was just watching it actually too, a Netflix documentary about Bernie Madoff. And I know a lot of people don't really actually know about Bernie Madoff, or a lot of like people that were like just recently getting into like stock market financial news. But Bernie Madoff is one of like the biggest Ponzi scheme investors the world has ever seen in history. And pretty much what he did was he promised people luxuries and glorious returns in the stock market as a hedge fund investor. But all he was doing was literally the definition of a Ponzi scheme. And he was gathering people's money and pretending that he was investing it in the stock market, saying, I'm going to make you thousands and billions and millions of dollars for your retirement. And he was proving those returns and giving them out to other people by taking newer people's money and giving them to the older clients. And so he was constantly acquiring newer and newer clients to invest their money to give to the older clients to make them seem like they were making new returns. And he would continue this domino effect until his inevitable demise in around 2008, when everybody wanted to pull their money out of the stock market, which collapsed that entire domino scheme because there were no newer customers and all his customers wanted to pull out. And therefore, there was no real money to pull out because he was constantly having to rely on newer and newer money to keep up the scheme. And he continued that from 1990 to 2008 for 17 years, accumulating and running this Ponzi scheme with approximately $64 billion in circulation. Ooh. At one point. Not just from small-time investors, though, and here's the thing that I wanted to point out, but from the biggest banks in the world. I'm talking about HSBC. I'm talking about Swiss Bank, Deutsche Bank, German banks. We're talking about London, England, Canada, United States, JP Morgan, and Chase. Most notably, the number one of them all, too. And the biggest thing that I noted about JP Morgan and Chase is because they themselves are like a cult. They rely on secrecy and they don't care as long as they have this pool of money coming in. And they've been caught up in a lot of schemes with Jeffrey Epstein when they were holding a lot of his money in their accounts, not looking at it. They've had to pay billions and billions of dollars in fines in the past. And they're also holding Bernie Madoff's money as well. And a lot of people are pointing fingers at JP Morgan because they never ever send anybody to prison. Nobody ever gets arrested. They just pay a little bit of money and fines, and they never disclose how much money they make off of those shady investors, which they're required to look into once they reach a certain threshold, which is only $10,000 in circulation.
Oh, yeah. Cash. Once you hit the $10,000 mark, the IRS gets notified immediately.
I believe it's called a SARS report. I forget what it stands for, but it's an automated generated report anytime $10,000 or more is circulated in your bank account, which would require them to look into the activities of these huge investors. But banks like JP Morgan, banks, huge banks across the world, they don't care because what do? They use that money and they invest that money into the stock market, making huge gains. JP Morgan is one of the top financial institutions which has holdings in the stock market. And they themselves don't necessarily have any rules and regulations. If they want to break a rule, all they have to do is pay a fine. While everybody is out there losing their money, JP Morgan is controlling the stock market, doing this and that. And I know it's not really necessarily like the cult that we think of.
Yeah.
Like you know, people controlling bodies and whatnot. But you have to think about the huge infrastructure of JP Morgan and Chase. They literally control the stock market. They control like $2.3 trillion inside of...
And
they have people believing that if you put your money inside of the stock market, you put your money in this case or in our bank or whatever, your returns are going to go up and down. But I have a feeling that if we all wanted to pull our money out of JP Morgan and Chase right now, that they would not be able to.
Oh, they wouldn't be able completely. To pay. Nope.
And so we pass these things off. We only think that smaller people can do it. Only Bernie Madoffs or only Jeffs and Sheila's or the other guy. But really, this exists on multilateral levels. People in huge institutions right now are doing it. The United States government is doing it right now. If all the countries in the world wanted to default on their loans right now and ask the United States for their money, we'd be shown as a Ponzi scheme. We don't have that money
we don't.
To give back to them.
You're only FID insured $250,000. So if you have like $5 million in JP Morgan, you're only insured for $250,000.
Yeah. And you know what the funny thing is, though, now that you mentioned that? So when the whole Bernie Madoff thing happened, people wanted their money, so they filed, obviously, lawsuits. Well, there's supposed to be some sort of insurance claim that protects you for $250,000 to $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they try to pass it off and they said, well, no, this insurance policy shouldn't apply to Ponzi schemes. And people are like, what the fuck? This is exactly what this insurance policy should apply for. So even the insurance companies were like, nah, we don't want to fucking pay. We never even expected to pay this, even though you're paying money for the insurance company to pay for in an event that you get hit by a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, bro. Insurance companies are literally there to not pay you the money that they owe.
They
you.
Don't want to fucking pay
Their
you.
Their job is to figure out how not to pay you your insurance.
Yeah, that's why insurance companies are one of the probably. I'm just assuming.
Well, we can't pay you because your leg was 2 feet off of the border, so therefore we can't pay
you. You can find clearly anything. See here in the policy, we state if your leg is 2 feet over the border in inches, 24 inches to be precise, they will not pay you your fucking insurance.
And they'll pull up like a satellite image of measuring the inches from your foot to the border.
We've
required like, where the fuck did you get this information?
They would spend $24,000 on a third-party fucking assistant just to... Just avoid your claim to not pay you significantly, probably less than whatever they could. And it's stupid. And so, and it's so crazy when you start to see, though, but it's how much of a multilateral level it is. But the premise of it is people giving money for a dream, a promise, a hope, and getting something in return.
And the dream never ends.
Exactly.
So I wanted to bring it back to Jeff and Sheila is that they sell all this twin flame shit, but guess what? That's not where it ends. Apparently, when you climb up the ladder in this fucking cult, there's a new thing you have to pay for. Oh, learning about the divine masculine and divine feminine. So this is where you have to learn this now. And then they sell you on that. And then they sell you on this. This is a multi-level marketing scheme that never ends. Because if it does end, well, then you have no more money to make. So they have like multiple websites. Apparently they have a fucking game fucking studio. They're developing video games now with spreading their message.
What?
That's how much fucking money they made.
Damn, to develop a good video game is a lot of money.
Yes.
Like a genuinely good video game is a lot of money.
Yes, bro. It's disgusting.
They've got to be making bread.
Oh, they're making bread.
Holy crap. That. Wow.
There's people paying money in there.
Yeah. I wonder how many clients they have, how much money
shit,
they have.
Man, I want to infiltrate them, but I don't want to pay them.
Maybe you, I mean, you got to pay. You got to pay to learn.
Pay to play, you know?
Yeah, pay to play.
Yeah. Yeah, we should join. Yo, we should make that a series, bro. On some real shit.
Infiltrating Jeff and Sheila.
Infiltrating Jeff and Sheila. We'll infiltrate their fucking universe, their university, and give them a bullshit story and see if they tell us if it's true or not.
Damn, what if we end up finding our soulmates?
Shit. Fucking twin flame. Imagine.
Imagine we just prove them right.
It's like, oh, your twin flame is Ursula. And they show you her. It's like, oh my God, what the fuck? I'm willing to do that, actually. I'm willing to infiltrate them and see how far their rhetoric goes.
We'll start off with the $55 package.
Yeah, yeah. Let's start off with that. See how they try to upsell us.
Fucking a month from now, we're like $3,300 in.
Yeah, we're like $3,300
in. Guys, this is part 10 of infiltrating Jeff and Sheila.
So I'm with that. So I think, you know, it's a good idea, actually.
That's interesting. So. Yeah, I mean, hopefully they don't hear this. And they're just like, we just immediately
they don't fucking hear this shit.
Word spreads very fast in the astral dimension.
He's going to wake up and get a fucking affirmation on this. The mind's eye is going to infiltrate us, guys. We got to, like, sell them.
Sheila, we must stop them.
We must stop them.
Send the gods.
Send the guards.
Some X-Men of fucking astral projectors. Just fucking, like, yo, infiltrate our dreams.
That would be crazy, man.
We heard you talking about Jeff and Sheila.
Yo, if that would have ever happened to me.
Imagine. Wow.
Yo.
Some astral warriors fucking.
I mean, that's where the CIA was talking about that. That's what Stranger Things is based off of.
This is what I hate, bro. It's just, it's like the pot. Fucking. They've been, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. I know what you're saying, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, it's like, it's the possibility and the technology. And they've been doing this research for, they did it like, you know what, like 50 years ago. And then they just went cold. Why did they go cold?
They didn't. That's the thing. They just buried the case file.
It's either they realized it was complete bullshit and it wasn't worth their time, which is obviously what they say. But what they say is probably what they're not fucking doing.
That's what I've noticed, bro. You know, we're gonna do a switch of topic. Fuck it. This is what all podcasts are about. Mind's Eye. Join us. Get your install mug.
Right now. Right here.
Right here. Right now.
Get your Mind's Eye cup on the mug. It's on display. On the Mind's Eye.tv.
Mind's Eye.tv. Right now. Don't forget. Yeah.
Yeah. 360.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Work it. Yeah.
Wow. That's fabulous.
Look at that.
Look at that interstellar mug.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Enter the portal on the Mind's Eye.tv. Yep.
All right. So, you know what I find funny, bro, is that every time that either me or you or Santiago has talked about these CIA projects, people in the comments will be like, well, they concluded in their research that it does not exist, so they stopped funding it.
That's exactly what they sound like.
Yes, that's exactly what they sound like. I'm imitating a TikToker commenting on our page.
Good impression, yeah.
Yeah, so I want people to think for a second. The CIA is just a central intelligence agency. They're just supposed to gather information. That's their, it's information of other countries, to be exact. So do you think an organization like this would spend billions of dollars on research that they didn't think was going to pan out to anything?
Probably not.
Probably not. And if they did, you wouldn't hear about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So these companies do, bro, that whole remote viewer shit that they had, like, they had this guy who remote viewed like fucking Jupiter before they actually took an actual picture of Jupiter, and he explained that fucking gas fucking hurricane looking thing in detail, and then they finally took a picture of it and they're like, oh shit, this fucking guy,
the motherfucker was right.
Motherfucker was right.
Yeah, and you're right though, but like there must have been something within that experiment that made them be like, we gotta spend a couple more fucking billion of dollars to like figure out what's going on.
Now, if you actually read these documents, like half of it is fucking redacted, right? Half of it is blacked out with the fucking thing. I don't understand why they're even allowed to do that. If you release a fucking file, it should be the full file.
Here's what I want to come with. They claim, oh, it's because of sensitive private information. But why don't you just redact the private information? They do that all the time. Just redact the private information, leave out the other leaving in the other information.
Yeah.
They just want to redact all the information and claim that it's under just, privacy, whatever.
Bro, it's weird, man, because Russia had their own version of that project as well, where they were having remote viewer warriors, quote unquote, try to infiltrate or try to gain information on the U.S. And they saw that as a threat. So they had, the U.S. was like, oh shit, we got to get our own team together.
Yeah.
And a couple years later, now we could watch Stranger Things. So that's just like a dumbed down version of that project, basically. So
yeah, there was one instance where that was very credible, where they had somebody, a remote view, to describe a very specific bunker. I think it was a German or a Russian bunker or something that they were going to infiltrate. They needed that because they didn't have any other intelligence on the inside. So I guess they resorted to this person as like the last resort. So they had him draw out the bunker, and then they sent in a team to go infiltrate the bunker, and they described it as almost exactly similar to what he drew out.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw certain guards, where the guards were positioned and whatnot. So I'm assuming that this was an intelligence apparatus or something, or strategy, whatever it was, significant enough for them to invest billions of dollars into it. And then we will never know. You can never say that they never did, because when the government wants to fund private black site operations, you will never hear about where when that money came from. You will never know. Ever. We didn't know the fucking SR-71, the fucking Blackbird, was being developed. Think about the people then who never knew about where those government funds
were
going.
Imagine back then, the fucking, yo, listen, they got some, my boy was telling me, they got this jet that can they can fly faster than sound.
No fucking way.
Yeah, well, that shit, that motherfucker break the sound barrier. That shit go, that shit go, woo, that shit go over there. Like,
stop hollering right now. That sounds like some fucking imagination dream. I'm telling you, shit.
Listen, I found it in this newspaper. The newspaper deleted that.
What?
The newspaper just deleted what I was going to show you. So now I can't show you the jet that I found.
So it must not exist.
So it must not exist. If you didn't understand what we were doing there, it was basically saying that people would find something online, try to show it to someone, and then it's deleted by the time.
That's happened to Josh a lot of the
time. That's happened to me a couple of times, man. Yeah. That shit gets me so fucking angry, because I'll have some actual great evidence, and then by the time I sit here and hit record, I don't have it anymore, and now I'm just talking shit.
They're falling, like, oh, he found it. Fuck, they like missed something. They missed something on the internet. They had to go back and delete it.
Man.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, imagine back then trying to explain to someone like there's a jet that breaks the sound barrier.
It breaks the sound barrier. It's almost invisible and no radar on Earth can detect it.
And they're like, yeah, just stop pulling my, you're pulling my fucking leg.
Hey, you're pulling my fucking strings. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, on. You're full of shit. You're full
I
of shit.
I ain't got time for this.
Couple years, decade passes, and that shit is now in the public and
everyone knows about it. SR-71, a private, you know, undercover project. They spent like billions and billions of dollars on that fucking project that nobody even knew about. And then the fucking Pentagon gets hit by a plane, which we never get any security footage off of. Yeah. Just want to point out, that's the one that bothers me the most is the Pentagon footage. It just looks ridiculous. Pentagon gets hit and we lose the accounting records of $2 trillion.
Yep.
Where do you think those trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars went?
Black Side Project.
I'd say a pretty large chunk of it went to Black Side Projects and none of that will be recovered. And yeah. And there's so many different ways you can fund money. Like, it doesn't come from the government treasury or whatever. You can have fucking George Soros give fucking a donation to this guy. He'll give it to his fucking grandmother, who will slide underneath the fucking door to some fucking executive. Fucking yeah. Pay for some UFO
executive
technology,
executive, and then
bro.
Put it up his ass and then go all the way to China.
Smuggle
and then shit
it through
out.
Mexico to China. Yeah, he goes to Chile just to meet a guy and get some
meet a guy named Dan, who's not a part of the operation, but now is.
Yeah. He just stumbled upon this guy, Dan. Yeah, and made it to the center of Antarctica where they fucking have all their advanced technology and shit. And that's how that works, yeah. So,
you know, what's funny, bro, is that apparently people were saying too that the CIA did these projects and they had to develop new military defenses to fight astral warriors, basically.
What did they develop?
Well, it's sound-based technology.
That's like the the crowd deterrence things.
Yes, but a lot more powerful because you know you're shooting like astral bodies and shit. You know what I mean? Mm. It's like a different fucking level. It's like they call it like 4D technology or whatever. So apparently, you know, I mean, that's a very dangerous thing. If you know a fucking some motherfucker in Russia can project here and tell you what's in this room and he's never been here physically, that's dangerous.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like. You got to have some defense against that. Yeah. So apparently there's technologies out there that we don't know about that can prevent an astral traveler from going in. Oh, man, is your phone dead?
No, I don't think it is. No, it is.
It is?
No, I can see it on the screen.
Oh, I see. Now you're good still.
Okay.
Yeah. So what do you think about that, Sean?
What'd you say again? Sorry, I'm sorry.
That there's technologies out, supposed technologies out there that can prevent astral travelers from going to certain places.
Yeah, here's my thing. If it's possible and everything is within the realm of possibility, like if the physics line up and everything, then there are things that counteract the forces of other things. It's a balanced equation. So if you have some sort of, let's call them muons or whatever. I know that's not the term. It is a scientific term, but it has nothing to do with this. Let's say like you have a muon, and whenever you astral project, this muon just releases like a negative force that counteracts the fucking pull or whatever it is of your energy in the astral zone. If there's some sort of, if we've done like research into this for the past 50 years or so, there has to be some sort of like prototype or development that exists that they've used or tested on or something, some sort of technological device. I don't know what it does, but I just know that there are technology within our arsenal that we don't know about because we can't know about it. Because if we did know about it, our other adversarial countries would know about it. And the United States would never let that happen.
Isn't it so funny? Like, that's our biggest concern.
The other countries?
Yeah. Like, it's like, oh, shit, we're worried about Russia.
Yeah.
Or we're worried about fucking China. Or, yeah. Like, you know, other people having the technology that can blast humanity into the future.
And you know what? And that makes me like think and question, like, do we even really want peace? Like, because if we had peace, then we'd have nothing to be afraid about sharing our borders, sharing our technology with. If we had true, you know, if we trusted people, the United States wouldn't have anything to be like, oh, we can't release this because Russia would get their hands on it.
I would like to believe that there's possibly civilizations out there in the universe that are living in harmonious peace.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I'd love to transition us to that kind of civilization.
So join our cult, the Mind's Eye TV.
That's right. For $5.99 a month, join the Mind's Eye TV.
That's crazy.
Elevate your senses.
Elevate your senses. What the fuck is like a Five-Gum commercial?
Yeah, yeah. Here's how it feels to subscribe to the Mind's
Eye TV. Stimulate your senses.
Stimulate your senses.
Oh, TLC jump. All right. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Man, I'd love to elevate ourselves to that sort of harmonious civilization. I think the entire Earth would love that. It's like nice big cleanse for us to be on like one planetary level. Because that's the thing, that's literally the thing that is holding us back. That's what holds us back on the micro and the macro level in the scientific department, is just the segregation of these communities. A lot of people say, and Bob Lazar said it so well, but the thing that held them back so much when they were doing their research on UFO technology was because everything was so compartmentalized. Each department could not talk to the other department, so they couldn't share. They couldn't share resources and technology, information, and tips, and what they learned. And same thing goes for our entire country.
Oh, it's a danger. You can't let them know.
They can't know what they know, because it would tear the fabric of this entire project, this entire operation.
So I'm just wondering who is the person who gets to know all of that? You know?
Supposedly no one knows all, but I don't think that's true.
I think that's bullshit.
There has to be a person.
For technology to work, like a high level technology for that to work, people have to know what the fuck they're doing.
You have to. That person just doesn't want to be known. And we have to stop believing what some people are saying, or just start questioning it. Because of course there is that one person. Otherwise, this thing would just, people would just be going into fucking different fucking branches.
If you tell like 10 people to build a phone, and then someone starts and someone else comes in, they're going to be like, what the fuck is this? What did he just do here?
Yeah.
What the fuck did he just do here? How do I fucking implement what I just did into this? Like, this makes no sense.
I have no idea.
They won't fucking work.
It's not going to go anywhere. It's just going to radiate. It's not going to be projected in a direction.
It's not going to work.
No.
Phone won't turn on.
There's somebody that knows everything.
Somebody knows. And it's probably Bob. The guy who had nothing to do with anything, but he's just happened to be there.
Imagine.
Yeah. Nah, imagine. That'd be wild.
Yeah.
But shit. Hope you guys enjoyed our little segment of cults today. Obviously, there's more to them. If you guys want to watch the two documentaries, I encourage you, because they go way more in depth into it than I did. And it's pretty scary how deep people get caught up in these things. So the first one is the Twin Flame, Escaping Twin Flames on Netflix. And the other one is Keep Sweep, Pray, and Obey.
Mm. Yeah, if I throw one in there, I mean, watch the Madoff documentary as well. That's like one that kind of like leads you into the idea of how people can fucking easily fall into a cult.
I'm just thinking, how the fuck he convinced people to give him money?
You know what it is?
Bro, because if I were to tell someone down the street, listen, you see this $20? I can give you your $20 and 15% on that. Just give me your money. And I'm going to invest it in the stock market. Just give me your fucking money. That's essentially how the conversation fucking went. There's no way he could have proved his returns.
Here's how. So this is how exactly how it worked. And it would get you, bro. This would get you. And this is the power of a Ponzi scheme. First of all, he was a very, very smooth man. He was a very smooth talker, apparently. Very charismatic. Always telling you a story.
Yeah, and the people he was getting were smooth-brained.
No, well, some of those people were very, very highly successful people who always did their due diligence and were scrutinizing it. And some of them were safe. Like, Goldman Sachs was one of the actual companies that didn't do business with him, because they were like, there's something shady about him. They just looked at him. There was something shady. But here's what he did. And it started off very small. He would say, I need $25,000 for this investment. And I'm paraphrasing it all. It was a lot of ups and downs in his story. But this is what he did. I'm going to need $25,000. I'm going to give you $5,000 in return for your $25,000. He would take your $25,000. He would pretend that he was investing into the stock market. He had another department underneath his floor that would create fake order history tickets about which stocks they traded, how much, the quantity, completely fake. And so if you ever wanted to look at like where your money went and how it did investing, you could pull it up and he would say, oh, this is how your money did and whatever. It was completely fake though. What he would do, he would take their money and need your $25,000. He would go to another person. He would say, hey, I need maybe $30,000 from you, or even another $25,000, $10,000, $15,000, whatever it is. And he would take that newer person's money that they just invested and he would give it to the first person. He would give $5,000 from that newer person's money to the first person and say, hey, I just made you $5,000. You're $30,000 now, $5,000 richer. Do you want to keep doing business with me? Hell yeah. He would take no commissions, nothing. So they would invest more money and he would build up a bigger and bigger and bigger pool of people who were just receiving money, seeing their returns and wanting to put more money in because their money was going crazy in his business. He was, and so that obviously carried on more and more.
Damn. All he really needed to do was get two people to agree.
Two people, but then it rolls on. And yep. So that's how he did. He just kept having to find more and more newer people. A lot of times he had to like get bailouts from people, luckily, where he shouldn't have made it. But eventually, like I said, in 2008, everybody wanted to pull their money out.
Still alive?
No. And so what happened is, and that's why I was surprised they didn't hear about this, but Bernie Madoff was imprisoned. He admitted to everything. And then apparently he committed suicide in his cell.
Well, goddamn. Someone.
I'm pretty sure he committed. If I get that wrong, I'm fucking sorry, but I'm pretty sure he committed suicide in the cell.
Whether he committed suicide or they made it look like he committed suicide.
And that's another part of the conspiracy. That's a deeper section that I want to go into because I feel like there's some correlation between Jeffrey Epstein and the Israeli Mossad because they're both Jewish. And if you didn't know,
he is Mossad.
Yeah, there was one thing inside of it as well in the documentary. He got his body cremated, which was, there's two things about that I questioned. It was either people hated him because in Jewish culture, you don't cremate yourself. They say from the earth, you come to earth, you return. They're against cremation. So either people really hated him and didn't want any association with him, or they wanted to cover up a murder.
Yeah.
And that's something, that's the conspiracy there. Same thing with Jeffrey Epstein as well.
God damn.
I don't think we'll know. I don't know.
With that being said, thank you for tuning into The Mind's Eye. We come up with content.
Don't say it.
I know.
We come out with content.
We come out with content every week. We'll see you guys next week. Please make sure to tune in and subscribe to the fucking show. Yeah, and with that being said, here's a button for you.